Bienvenidos a Dejando Huellas. Mi nombre es Viviana Oppenheimer y te acompaño a través de Radio Grito 1200 AM, 93.3 FM, 92.1 FM HD4, Cumbre 1470 AM, 106.3 FM, Radio Casa Pueblo 1020 AM y X61 610 AM, 94.3 FM, para hablar sobre un tema que nos toca el corazón: el bienestar animal. Aquí conocerás historias inspiradoras, consejos para el cuidado responsable de tu mascota y el impacto positivo que podemos generar cuando nos unimos por una causa. Te invito a ser parte del cambio, dejando huellas.
Saludos familia, dejando huellas. Mi nombre es Viviana Oppenheimer y nos está escuchando a través de Radio Grito. Estamos desde los estudios de Pura Energía. Si usted no tiene un sistema solar, llama al 787-230-9070. Y contamos también con la división de comercial e industrial al 787-990-2500. Su negocio también se puede ver afectado con todas estas alzas de luz. Así que es importante que también cuente con su sistema solar y pueda manejar su negocio de la mejor manera posible. Le quiero dar gracias a Bella Group por mi transportación. Siempre lo digo, si no fuese por ellos, la misión de Dejando Huellas no sería posible. Cuento con un vehículo seguro, confiable y espacioso para poder llevar toda mi mercancía, poder participar de las actividades y hasta los rescates que hacemos gracias a Bella Group. Y hoy estamos aquí de vuelta al programa. Gracias siempre por acompañarnos y estar con nosotros. Hoy va a ser en inglés el programa. Yes, we're gonna do this in English. My guest, her name is JJ Morgan. Hi, JJ, how are you?
Good. How about you?
I'm good. We are here with JJ from Ghost Dog Rescue, right?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about Ghost Dog Rescue.
So we're a rescue located in Isabela, Puerto Rico, and we try our best to help the homeless dog population and find them homes.
I'm so curious. Is it your first time? Or you live in Puerto Rico,
mm-hmm.
And was it your first time coming from to Puerto Rico, or did you know about Puerto Rico before?
No, it was my first.
It was your first time.
I came here, yeah.
How did you get to know about the problem here in Puerto Rico with all the orsatos?
You know, I like the first time I ever did a rescue was a puppy ran up to my doorstep, and I decided that I needed to help that dog. So took that dog, got her to the vet, and then I found her an adopter really fast. And it just kept happening over and over again where I would encounter puppies and dogs on the street. And I knew that, I mean, there was something that was drawing me to help them, and I found a way to find them home. So it just kind of snowballed from there.
Did you always like dogs, or was it like...
Yeah, that's interesting because I do love dogs, but I never had like this huge love for, oh my God, you know, dogs.
Really?
So I just knew that, I just saw that there was a problem and I knew that I could help. So it kind of like grew from there. That makes sense.
It's not an easy job. So it's like, it's really amazing how from not loving dogs, you decided to help out dogs. Because it's sacrificing, or it's like, it's nonstop.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there is something, and throughout all my life, I always knew that I wanted to help people, and mm-hmm. I didn't know how to do that. So it was interesting because through, when an adopter adopted a dog, how much that dog would actually help that person in their
wow.
life, I started to hear stories from that. So then I knew that, like, oh, actually, I can help people.
Too. You can.
I can help dogs. I can help lives, right? Dogs' lives. And then also help people's lives at the same time. So
wow.
that was like, that's the thing that keeps me going, for sure.
That's amazing. That's a great way to inspire people to also help. Because you help people and you help dogs. That's amazing.
Yeah,
that's really nice.
I think that, like, I think that rescuers all have their own reason why they help.
Mm-hmm.
And so... it doesn't have to be like one way or another. Like
right,
some people are that. Like some people love dogs, and that's good. I love dogs too, but
mm-hmm.
I think finding that certain thing that makes you keep going, that's like really important.
And
as a rescuer,
since yeah. when are you rescuing dogs here?
Since 2019. So
wow,
it's been a while. It's been gradually like more and more as the years go on. But
really, you've noticed more.
Just me being able to do more work.
Okay.
Getting more people to help with that process too, because it's hard to do it all alone, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Do you count with people that help you, or are you alone in this?
I luckily have a great little group of people who help me when they can, and okay. I'm really grateful for that.
Okay.
Without that, I don't think I'd be able to do as much as I can.
We need some type of
for sure.
help.
Mm-hmm.
And do you send most dogs to the States, or do you give an adoption here in Puerto Rico?
I would love to have more adopters here in Puerto Rico, but I find that a lot of people here in Puerto Rico have a lot of dogs themselves, just from the nature of how many dogs there are available. So I've been able to send dogs to the States, find adopters there, mm-hmm. and a lot of people in the States love rescues and want to rescue and help, so that's been something that we've been doing more.
Do you stay in touch with the adopters?
Yeah, for sure.
That's amazing, right?
Yeah.
That's like the best part, to know that they are happy and living their best life in the state. We wish that for every dog and cat, right? That they get their help that they need. So when you first came to Puerto Rico and you saw that puppy, and how many dogs have you helped since? Do you have the amount?
I had a number a while ago, but I think I just stopped counting. But it's in the hundreds. Yeah. But I would say that at me as an independent rescuer, there's people who have done way more work mm-hmm. than me. Like, I'm just trying to do the best I can, like, with the resources that I mm-hmm. have. There's a lot of other rescuers who do a lot more, but I think that, like, you know, even though a lot of rescuers do a lot more and I wish I could do more, I know that I'm making some sort of impact.
Definitely
in terms of, like, just helping lives.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I know that I can't, like, fix the problem,
the whole problem.
Yeah, I don't know if there's, like, an end to it,
right,
in terms of, like, me like, just me alone. I know mm-hmm. that a lot of rescuers do make a big impact. And I know that, like, the organizations like the Sato Project make an even bigger impact to
yes.
help the problem with their trap and release programs and sterilization programs. They are, like, the ones who are, like, actually making a dent. But, you know, I try to do the best that I can.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I think independent rescuers like me try to do the best we can.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
To fill that need in terms of, like, homeless dogs. And especially on this side of the island,
mm-hmm.
in the West Coast, where there's not a lot of resources, like
right.
places like San Juan have more clinics
yep.
and have more people available there.
How did you know what to do when you first rescue your first dog?
Mm-hmm. I didn't.
You didn't know?
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know anything.
Did she have some condition or something?
She was full of fleas and ticks. You know, I didn't know what to do. So we brought her to the vet and I think that then she, you know, got her her shots, and then got her an adopter, and she actually flew out with an adopter that we found here. It was crazy because my first rescue, so we found the adopter here. She flew out and she lived in Boston for a while, but then that adopter, her name is Dawn, she came back to Puerto Rico and actually became a rescuer herself. That was my first rescue on the island, like being able to have that connection.
Wow.
It happened. She came back, became a rescuer herself, and she told me like maybe a year ago that dog, her name is Hobo, like from Hobo, that dog changed and saved her life. So that was really cool. I didn't know what to do when I rescued my first dog, but I think I didn't know at all. I was clueless. And, you know, and it's a little scary to be, like, kind of in the unknown if you want to help, not knowing what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But along the way, I learned from other rescuers as well. And I think that that's something that's cool on the island, is that other rescuers are willing to help
yes.
you. If you want to help, they'll give you guidance. They'll give you information
right.
on what to do very openly. And
right.
I think that's great, because we're not, like, we're not against each other. We're
mm-hmm.
not fighting, you know, there's no, like, conflict there. Like, oh, you're doing more than me, or, oh, I want to hold back information from you. No, the information is there. It's open, because we have a mission to.
We all have the
help.
Same mission.
Mm-hmm.
So we need more people to join and to help out with the strategies or contacts or something, so
mm-hmm.
we can get to the end of the problem, if there's an
yeah,
end.
Exactly. And I think that every, you know, rescuers all have their own way of little
doing their things.
And
right.
I think that's really cool too, because you don't have to, I mean, there are morals and, like, kind of protocols you need to stick by,
mm-hmm.
but you can choose, like, how you want to, you know,
manage the
yeah.
the situation.
And that's what's cool about it.
What would you say to someone who Like, imagine yourself when you came and you didn't know if there was something that you, like, what you know now, what would you say to that person that came without knowing anything and wants to help the situation?
Yeah, that's interesting. That you can make a difference if you want to help, and that you will be able to learn along the way. And I know that it's like kind of daunting to feel like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I want to help. But, you know, just take it one step at a time, step by step. You'll get to the process of,
yes,
of knowing, you know, getting to that point of like, okay, I can find a home for this dog. I can help. And in the ways that I choose that I want to help, that you can make a difference. But it takes a little time.
Mm-hmm.
But just, you know, don't get overwhelmed, because it will come to you.
It will come. Yeah. It will come. And that's just the best feeling in the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you find a home for that puppy or any age, it's like just amazing, amazing, amazing. I think that's part of what keeps you going, right?
For sure.
Every time.
It is amazing. And I do have to say, though, there are times where you do get burnt out,
right?
Because it's a lot. Like, sometimes, you know, you wake up in the morning after doing a lot of work for the last 3 days, and it seems like you didn't get anywhere,
mm-hmm,
you know? And there's just more that keeps happening after that.
Mm-hmm.
So it does feel like sometimes you don't, like, there isn't an end and you're not doing enough. But yeah, like, yeah, those stories, being able to help people. I had an adopter the other day tell me, I'm going to keep sending you updates of the puppy, because I think that if I was a rescuer, I would want to, That would be something that would keep me going.
And right.
You're so right. That is something that yes, does keep me going. So I would love to see,
I
like,
love
all the
to
photos.
Receive picture and videos.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I just exactly. That's like the best part of after giving a dog in adoption.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know that part of our problem is that everybody wants to help. Maybe they don't know how to help. And when they see organizations like yours and maybe mine, They try to pass the problem on to people that do the everyday work, but they don't know that I have another work and maybe you have another work that takes most of your time. So we do this because we want to help the situation, right? So what can you say to them so they can maybe help you out, or like you can help them, but also they can help us?
Yeah.
No te vayas. Seguimos en Dejando Huellas. Adoptar salva vidas. Volvemos en breve.
Buenas.
Sí, buenas, soy yo, Pupi, de Pupi Solar. Vengo a ofrecerle un sistema de energía renovable.
¿Y quién lo instala?
Yo lo instalo.
¿Y el mantenimiento?
Ay, no se preocupe, el mantenimiento también lo doy yo, si es un pañito papá. ¡Ya!
Te pregunto, ¿cuántos sistemas ya tú has instalado?
Con esto serían tres. Los otros dos se me dañaron, pero tranquila, que eso yo lo resuelvo.
No. Yo mejor me quedo con los profesionales de Pura Energía.
No dejes que te cojan de Pupi. Llama a los profesionales de Pura Energía.
Si me lo compras, te lo regalo.
A solo 15 minutos del pueblo de Lares está la Policlínica Dr. Eduardo Rodríguez, ubicada en el pueblo de San Sebastián, frente a la oficina de Luma. Allí encontrarás todos los servicios médicos que necesitas. Una moderna sala de emergencias, laboratorio clínico, rayos X, sonografía, mamografía, densitometría ósea, doppler arteriales y venosos, CT scan y MRI abierto. Resultados en 24 horas, horario los 7 días de la semana, de 7 de la mañana a 11 de la noche. Recuerda, nuestra misión es tu salud y salud. Salud es vida. Comunícate al 787-896-1850. Aceptamos la mayoría de los planes médicos, incluyendo todos los planes vitales y Advantage. Confíanos tu salud. Tenemos amplio estacionamiento.
Me levanto dando gracias al Padre Celestial con mi taza de café lareño. Al abrir mi ventana, sigo el rumbo de mis tradiciones. Veo los campos que se visten de alegría. Mi tierra brilla con el fruto del mejor café. ¡Sí! ¡Café lareño! Vengan todos a celebrar y a disfrutar del mejor café. ¡El mío, claro que sí! ¡Café lareño!
Si quieres crecer, si quieres ahorrar, en Quebrada Coop te vamos a apoyar. Préstamo pa' tu auto, tu casa y tu sueño, servicio que se siente cercano y pequeño. Porque aquí tu futuro es así, con confianza y con fe en Quebrada Coop, seguro que sí.
En Comercial Hermanos Barreto te ayudamos a encontrar lo que buscas a los mejores precios. Visítanos en Atillo, Lares y Arecibo. En nuestras tiendas encuentras los materiales y las herramientas para llevar a cabo tus proyectos de construcción o remodelación. Te esperamos en nuestros departamentos de construcción, electricidad, pintura, plomería y más para ayudarte. Visita nuestra página de internet comercialbarreto.com o síguenos por Facebook e Instagram. Comercial Hermanos Barreto. Calidad, honradez y buen servicio.
Regresamos a Dejando Huellas, porque cada huella deja una historia.
That makes sense. I think that one of the biggest holes there's a lack of in general in mm-hmm. terms of dog rescuing is that there's not enough fosters available, mm-hmm. so that time between rescuing and then finding a home for the dog, there's not enough space and people who are willing to foster. Mm-hmm. So if someone comes to me and says, I have these puppies, I want to help them, can you take them? I usually say, I can definitely help you, but could you foster them for maybe a few weeks so that we have that time to take them to the vet, make sure that they're healthy, make sure that they're at an appropriate age, and then we can have time to find adopters. Mm-hmm. So if people are more willing to just foster for a few weeks and, you know, just take care of the dog, feed them every day, give them love, show them that, you know, humans are okay if they're scared, because sometimes dogs off the streets are scared right. of humans, and give them that love, that care, that time is so important to be able to, have, you know, find homes for the dogs.
Do people usually know what fostering means?
I would say maybe not.
Maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
So can you explain to us a little bit what is fostering?
For sure. So fostering is really important, and for it's taking care of the puppies, feeding them, making sure they have an area that's clean, or the dog, not just puppies. And so it's not a lot of work. It's just it's attention and love that you give right. to the dog, and a space for them to just, you know, decompress, be themselves, learn how to be a dog or a puppy again if they need to do that. And So that's
why it's so important to have fosters, because mm-hmm. if you get the dog out of the streets that has lived God knows what, mm-hmm. and then you give them a safe space so they can start to trust us again, and maybe make that process when getting adopted a little bit easier,
yeah,
right? So that's
sure.
why it's so important for us to have fosters. You can be a foster, like anyone can be a foster as long as you know how to take care of dogs and cats. Also, they're in needs of foster for cats. But I've done fosters to puppies and to big dogs, and I think I prefer adults.
Yeah.
I love puppies.
Uh-huh.
I love puppies, but adult dogs that usually don't get so much visibility,
mm-hmm.
they're just the best. Like, you know,
yeah.
they just need a little space. And if they're older, it's even better.
But I don't think that people know the extent of the situation unless they actually see it with their eyes, you know, and you can also like put videos online of like, this is what it's like in Puerto Rico. And I think that's really important too, but being here, seeing it for yourself, and seeing how overwhelming it can be at
mm-hmm.
times, yeah, that's something that I don't think a lot of people understand unless they see it with their own eyes, you know?
How can people help you out? How can we donate maybe or get in touch with you to help you out?
Through our social media pages, like
okay.
Instagram, it's out that way.
How can we search you in the social media?
Puerto Rico Ghost Dog Rescue.
Okay. I need to ask, why Ghost Dog?
Okay. So yeah, that's interesting. I was thinking of a name for the rescue for a really long time. And there's two reasons for that. So I was rescuing for a while, and I really wanted to, you know, put together a nonprofit because it was there's so much need for the rescue, and I was doing it so much. I'm like, okay, well, let's, you know. And there was this one dog, and we named him Ghost. And he was a pit bull. He looked really sick. He was all white. And I was like, okay, I'm going to help this dog. He was really nice. Sorry.
It's okay.
This is the first time this happened, but we brought him to the vet, and they said it was too late. There's nothing they could do, and they had to put him to sleep. Mm. And I thought, if only I could have helped him in time a little bit earlier, or if I had the resources to,
maybe
his organs were like shutting down, maybe I would have been able to save him. So that was, and I, we his, so, so right then they, I, w- and the, So right then at the vet, they were like, we can take him now. We're going to put him to sleep. And I was like, well, he's suffering. There's nothing we can do. Okay. So that was a reason why the ghost came up. And then also, too, just thinking about how we see dogs on the island and how sometimes we see, you know, when I see dogs, I see them for 1 second. I go back to that same place and they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're kind of like ghosts,
they're
right?
They're kind of ghosts, right?
But I saw them before and now they're not here anymore. And just that concept of like something that is there, but I'm seeing it. So like it's seeing ghosts out in the forest or in the streets and being able to see them and help them.
That's amazing. That I never, sense. Yes, it does. I never thought of that that way. I'm sorry, right, of that situation with Ghost. I think it's a nice way of remembering him also that
for
you
sure.
name your organization after him. I had a same situation that I thought the person would save that dog, and we waited a week because he didn't know how to. I tried to give them the guidelines for them to rescue the dog, and at the end, I had to go and get the dog, and it was too late. So it's hard. I know it's really hard when you want to save a life, and sadly, maybe it's too late or it's not for them. But this the decision making when it's time to let them go and thinking of their wellness, right? That's like really hard because they're not our dogs,
exactly.
right? So when you have to take that situation, it's like, who am I to,
exactly.
to make that?
Put that life in your hands. Mm-hmm. Who are you to make that decision? That's very hard.
That's really
sure.
hard. That's really hard. And that's I think, part of the day-by-day of a rescuer also. Because sometimes the situations are not as easy as one might think. But I think that having a safe space where you know that as long as the dog is not suffering anymore, or you're doing it because of the well-being of that dog, is just maybe the best thing we could do for them. That's part of it. That's part of it. And I'm so sorry you had to live that
no,
situation.
I'm sorry for you too. Like no. it's not easy. Yeah,
it's not easy. Definitely, it's not easy. But like you said, it's rewarding every time we get a doggy or a cat rescued and adopted and sending them to the States. That is also like a little difficult, right? When you send them out, do you send them by cargo or flight angels?
Flight
yeah. angels usually. That's
yeah.
better.
Fortunate to have that program in Puerto Rico mm-hmm. where, well, there's a few different groups who connect volunteer flyers
yes.
who are already leaving the island
yes.
to rescuers who need a dog to meet their adopters. So that program is it's such a cool concept in itself. Very fortunate to be able to utilize that. And it does require a lot of coordination
mm-hmm.
And also a lot of trust on all ends of the
right.
of the process.
Yes,
but when it works, it's fantastic.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
What can you say or maybe to our public about when so they can know what's the process to being a flight angel?
The process is filling out a form on one of the flight volunteer programs of where you're traveling to, when, what date, and then you wait a little bit of time, and then the coordinator will match you up with a rescuer who needs a dog to be flown to meet either their adopter or to an organization in the States. So
it's pretty easy, right?
It
doesn't take a lot.
Yeah.
And you get to have a doggy in your
yeah,
flight. So
for sure. And also, too, I mean, a lot of volunteers think, you know, that, maybe they're a little nervous that this mm-hmm. something will happen and it's a lot. The dog will have a problem. But usually, my experience, the dog's passes out the whole time. They sleep, they're cuddly, they're nice, they're quiet, you know, and it's a really cool experience. I think it's very rewarding.
Have you had that experience? Have you been a flight angel?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Every single time I fly back to the States.
You come and go.
Yeah,
I haven't been yet.
And for other rescuers, too. Yeah,
right,
it's
nice.
Great. Yeah, the last time I did, I flew with an actual pregnant mama. A little, yeah. So she's going to have her puppies in the States.
And do they have homes already or does that you start
I think
that process?
She went to an organization.
Okay,
so
okay.
It was with my rescuer friend who does so much rescuing on this side of the island. Her name is Michelle. So was able to help her out because she's helped me out so much, too. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm happy to learn that you have a community that helps a lot, and friends, and also people that just want to help you out. And that's what this is for, right? I wanted you to know about Ghost Dog Rescue, so you can feel comfortable when you're donating, and you know what the work is being done, and I mean what work is being done and that is being done. So that's why Dejando Huellas is also here, so we can give that platform to you guys, and you can listen to us and learn a little bit about JJ and all the work she has done, and just feel a little bit safer. And also, if she has a dog in adoption, you can just look her up, right? In social media. And you're not given here in Puerto Rico? Yes. Sometimes in Puerto Rico and sometimes in the States, right?
Oh, yeah.
Adoptions here and there?
Yeah,
okay,
for sure.
Okay. What do you consider when you want to give a dog in adoption?
I consider, you know, I have adopters fill out an application to get their information, and just to know that the dog is, I usually ask for like where the dog is going to sleep, what kind of pictures of like where, what your home looks like. I don't, you know, judge really about like people's homes, but mm-hmm. I want to know that they're going to be in a safe place. And I ask, you know, how many hours the dog is going to be alone. We don't, if you're going to have the dog spayed or neutered, if they're not already, is really important to mm-hmm. us. So just, you know, asking those questions and seeing what the answers are, you know, I think a lot of people are great candidates for being adopters. But just being able to, you know, have those questions answered and being concerned about the dogs.
What's your demographic in adopters? Are they younger, older?
I would say mostly older.
Older people?
People, but it's across the board.
Okay.
Yeah.
Looking for a companion, maybe.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. For
okay,
sure. And
that's
for their
awesome.
Families, people with families too.
With families,
yeah,
yes, that's so
great.
Important. Talk to me about the Satos. Why do you think Satos are so special?
Oh, for some reason, Satos have this little special thing inside of them. They're so smart. I think that because they're filled with so many different breeds of dogs sometimes, that this like mix and makeup of them makes them very special. You know, something that sometimes you can't put your finger on.
Right.
But I find that a lot of people and adopters, and even me personally, have experienced them being very smart.
Oh, yes.
Being very
definitely.
Socialized, very nice, not one mean bone inside of their body. And just having like a great knowledge to them that, yeah.
It's so amazing that even though they have their lives in the streets, they're still so nice.
Exactly.
And they see you and they wag their tail and they come close to you. Oh, obviously we have our feral dogs that maybe are a little bit more...
No te vayas. Seguimos en Dejando Huellas. Adoptar salva vidas. Volvemos en breve.
Laboratorio Clínico San Martín. Por décadas, el laboratorio de todas las familias lareñas. Hoy, seguimos la tradición familiar. Cada día nuestra gran familia se extiende más para darte las mejores atenciones y con profesionalismo. No limitamos esfuerzos para tener los mejores y más modernos equipos para el resultado de tu análisis rápido y con la mayor exactitud y precisión. Por décadas, visitamos los hogares de aquellos pacientes que así lo meriten, además de hogares de envejecientes y empresas. Aceptamos todos los planes médicos, incluyendo la reforma Medicare y Advantage. Laboratorio Clínico San Martín, en la calle Pedro Albizu Campos, abierto de lunes a sábado desde las 6:30 de la mañana. Teléfono 787-897-2479. Laboratorio Clínico San Martín, atendiéndote con el mismo amor de siempre.
¿Buscas un lugar donde lo tengas todo? En la bodega de O Positivo Café lo encuentras. Café fresco, molido en grano y listo para llevar. Huevos, arroz, carnes, enlatados y mucho más. Todo para tu mesa. Aceptamos la tarjeta de la familia y pronto el WIC. Y si eres barista o amante del buen café, tenemos máquinas, equipos y métodos de extracción a tu alcance. Solo vienes por un cafecito. ¡Perfecto! Tenemos café recién hecho, sándwiches sabrosos y postres frescos todos los días. Estamos en la carretera 111 en San Sebastián, la bodega de O Positivo Café. Descubre, aprende y aplica.
En Ferretería Central contamos con la mayor variedad en materiales para la construcción y remodelación. Un centro de pinturas con sobre 2,000 colores a escoger y preparamos tu color favorito en marcas reconocidas. Además, en Ferretería Central contamos con gabinetes de cocina, vanities, equipos sanitarios y todo lo necesario para embellecer tu hogar. Recuerda que si tu problema es de ferretería, no pases trabajo y pasa por Ferretería Central en el cruce de Altamira en Lares con teléfono 897-2953. Somos miembro del prestigioso grupo de ferreterías de aquí. Búscanos en Facebook y aprovecha las grandes ofertas.
En Lares y Quebradillas está la gente de CIS. Pero ahora le gratis a Vera que los servicios de salud llegaron a ti. Centros integrados de servicios de salud donde te atienden con cariño y la mejor actitud. Médicos y especialistas con calidad de primera. Dice la abuela que llegamos a Isabela. Sí, 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 llegó Isabela. Con medicina general, pediatría y psicología, internista, obstetricia y ginecología. Te vas a cambiar pa' CIS, ya lo sabías. Sí, 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 llegó Isabela. En el 2026 venimos más fuertes. Ven y únete a nosotros que no te lo cuento. Mejor centro de salud de todo el noroeste. Sí, 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 llegó Isabela. Grupo médico primario 5005. Estoy contento Luis, Doña Juana y Chabela. Porque la gente de CIS por su salud vela. Centros integrados de servicios de salud donde te atienden con cariño y la mejor actitud. Médicos y especialistas con calidad de primera. Díselo a tu abuela que llegamos a Isabela.
Entre las verdes montañas de Lares, Utuado y Las Marías hay una institución sólida, moderna y con calor humano que sirve bien a su gente y a todo Puerto Rico. La Arcoop, con más de 6 décadas de trayectoria, contribuyendo al crecimiento y desarrollo de todo nuestro pueblo. La Arcoop, Cooperativa de Ahorro y Crédito de Lares y Región Central, contigo siempre.
Regresamos a Dejando Huellas, porque cada huella deja una historia.
More exposed and have been more time in the streets, so they have to develop this instinct so they can survive, sadly, right? But they also, they're just trying to survive. So that's I find them so special also. And they're so unique, right? They have, you will not find a Sato the same to your Sato or to other Satos. Like, they might have similarities, but not, never the same, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so interesting also too, you can, for some reason, we can find Satos that are very similar to like purebred dogs.
Right? Also.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes.
I rescued like a corgi off the street.
Wow. Or
I don't know why. It was just, looked like it was a corgi mix, you know, and you can find like different actual like breed dogs. The Satos just come in different shapes and colors and sizes, right?
And so. Yeah. And if you like something in particular about a dog in special, you can just, trust me, you'll find them. You'll find them. You can search over the internet. You can search in sanctuaries we have in Puerto Rico, also shelters, even in the streets, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to find
true.
The dog that you're looking for. I promise you're going to find. You have dogs right now, or do you only dedicate to rescuing?
No, I don't have it. Yeah, I don't have dogs myself. I only rescue. Myself.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Also, that when you're having a dog that I have right now 3.
Mm-hmm.
Because I adopted my first 2, and then I rescued a litter of 5 puppies.
Oh, wow.
And I fell in love with them, and I stayed with 1.
Oh, okay.
I sent the other ones, I gave them in adoption, but I only stayed with 1. And it's a little bit harder when you have to foster, like, at last time or something, at last minute, I'm sorry. So I think it's better than maybe if you want to keep on helping, you don't have to have dogs or cats. You can just maybe help out like JJ does. JJ, thank you so much for being part of the Dejando Huellas. You know, you can count with us with anything that you need. And if you need to post something or if you need to use this platform to communicate something, you can count on us.
Okay, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. A ustedes, gracias. Espero que les haya gustado este programa, conociendo un poquito más sobre los rescatistas que tenemos en nuestra isla. No solamente somos locales, también tenemos, ¿verdad?, personas que llegan de afuera que nos deciden ayudar y quieren ser parte también de esta misión y poder seguir rescatando y ayudando y tratando de llegar al final de la situación, ¿verdad?, poniendo un granito de arena para poder ver final y poder simplemente lograr que todos los perritos y todos los gatitos logren conseguir una casita. Ya lo saben, dejando huellas.
Gracias por acompañarnos en Dejando Huellas. Sigamos creando conciencia, rescatando, adoptando y cuidando a quienes no tienen una voz. Nos escuchamos pronto.
Recuerde que las opiniones vertidas en este espacio son responsabilidad exclusiva de sus participantes. Nos escuchamos en la próxima edición aquí en Radio Grito, el medio que te lleva.